from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so really nice compliments from Mike Tomlin on Justin Fields, which is, I think, fueled Donnie today in his belief that Tomlin right now prefers Fields and is going to ride with Fields until Fields shows Mike Tomlin that he can't play. And that means that, at least for now, for the second straight year, a quarterback here in Pittsburgh has lost his job due to injury. Last year it was Kenny, and this year it's Russell Wilson before he even takes a real snap with the Steelers. Because if he was leaking it out there through his own people that he thought he could give it a go in Atlanta and make it work, what is he going to be leaking in the next few days when it becomes more and more clear that Tomlin wants to play it safe and go with Fields because Fields showed him in Atlanta that he could be trusted? And Wilson is going to try to do like the Ben Roethlisberger in San Francisco, or when he came off the bench against Cleveland, or the game where his nose was like broken in half and continued to play. Like, Russell Wilson wants to be the guy who rides in on a white horse to the very place where they turned their back on him. Exactly.
So wouldn't Russ, if he really wanted to put the pressure on and he was physically capable of doing so at practice, wouldn't he be going as hard as he could on the sides? Like, remember when Watt did his hold in? He was going, like, you'd get reports, he's going harder than the guy's practice.
Yeah.
He's out there
his
like a wild man.
His personal practice is harder than the team's practice.
But
yes.
I'm serious, though. If mobility is part of it with a calf, don't you think Russ would sort of subtly, not disobey, but stretch the bounds of what the doctors told him to do and just show, hey, look, I know you're all filming this, like the parts you're allowed to film. Look at how healthy I am.
I think that's a good point.
And that goes back to what I've been saying now for the whole show, which is I think he's probably pretty far from 100%. And I think he's so badly, I think he knew before the Atlanta game that if he just took it quietly and said, I can't go, there was a very good chance he would have no shot at playing against Denver. And that's why I think it got out there from his camp that he was ready to go, but that the doctors and the team said no. Donnie, this is a sidebar to you. Do you believe Russ is close to 100%? I don't.
No.
Well, but wait a minute, guys. If he's not close than 100%, then he doesn't have a leg to stand on here. He can't bitch or be mad at Tomlin.
Yes, what would you dictate as close?
85 or above. Let's say 90.
I think he's more like 75 at best.
See, that's how I feel about this, and that's why I brought up the idea.
But if he's 75 now, what is he going to be by the end of the week? He might be closer
to 100.
Christian
McCaffrey did not play in this game. And he was so far from being ready to play, they all knew it in San Fran on Friday. Thank you, Jordan Mason. And he's a guy who's younger than Russ, let's be honest, in much better physical shape because he has to be at his position. And he's had that lingering for weeks.
So if he's far, if he's not close to 100%, why the heck was he unhappy and pouting after the game on Sunday?
Because he wants to play, because he really wants to play this week. That is my, that is what I have been, have I not been clear about how I'm trying to lay this out? I think he knew he wasn't that close, but he wanted to try to gut it out and tell them I'm good to go. And then he was going to hope he got through the game. Look, guys, I did fine. We won, blah, blah, blah. That's why I said if he really wants to turn the screws this week, go and kind of go a little harder on the side than they want you to. But I'm wondering if he can actually do that physically.
Do you think that if he was at like 95%, Tomlin would play him against Denver?
Chance. I don't think he would have struck the same tone that he did today. I do think that the nature of Russ's injury is giving Mike cover here.
Man, I just think it is, it's a powder keg situation right now.
Well, how healthy do you think Russ is? Since I asked Donnie, I'll ask you. Do you think he's close to 100%?
No, and I don't think, well, I think clearly he's not close to 100% for this reason. He self-reported his injury. So he thought it was going to bother him or hamper him enough where he wanted them to know before practices really ramped up last week that his calf was not right. He did that. They didn't pick up on it. A doctor didn't say, look at the way he's moving around. A teammate didn't say, hey, go check on Russ. He went and did that.
Mm-hmm.
So he, in a way, opened up this can of worms here.
He miscalculated. He probably thought, if I say I'm not quite right, but I say I'm right on Saturday, they'll let me go. But he has built up nothing with this organization and staff that they would treat him that way. Nor should he be treated that way. Ben, for, you know, all he was to them, kind of a headache with the things he'd say, and he'd go on this station and give us great stuff and great quotes and then drive Tomlin insane. They knew if he could, like, function barely, if he was playing at 80% probably, he was going to start because he knew he was the offensive coordinator his last couple of years. Russ does not have that, man. He's a guy coming in, and I know he's familiar with Arthur Smith's tendencies. This is his first year in Arthur Smith's system, just like it is for Justin Fields.
I don't think I would do this, but I would be tempted to start Russ and really have Justin Fields ready to go almost immediately. And then when,
like,
Russ...
call Wilson's bluff and be like, if you're healthy, I guess you'll show it. Have a bunch of designed rollouts on the first couple plays.
But I honestly think, like, I don't think you can risk that. I don't think you can even roll the dice with that, because that would be not treating this game like a complete farce, but you would be doing something that I think is really more so being done just to placate a guy than doing what's in your team's best interest to win the game.
You'd be placating, but quickly I would say if you had him on the move as part of a game plan, he's going to have a play action boot here and all that stuff. And it's very clear after one series that he is not right. You've killed two birds with one stone. You've said, hey, we put you out there in the game you desperately wanted to play, and it was there for everyone to see that you just aren't ready to go.
But I don't think that would be doing right by Justin Fields. Like, hey, Justin, we'll see how long we go with Russell Wilson, but just to let you know, you're probably going to play in this game. We're just waiting for Russell Wilson to fail or sink.
That might be a little slap to Fields, but I think if he got in very quickly afterwards, he'd be okay with it. What I will say is, you know who that would be tough for? The offensive line. They got to block differently.
Well, and just think about the fan reaction in Denver if they saw Wilson get benched, Chris. You think they're going to be keyed up for this game now?
You think they'd cheer him if he pulled up lame with his calf like Michael Irvin? They cheer him in Philly?
I don't think it's that. No, I don't think they would do that. Is Denver's not known as a...
They're all stoned.
That kind of tough sports town, exactly.
They're happy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.